Retired firefighter Mike Cogan from Long Island hoists a metal detector over his shoulder and heads down the dirt road with 40 other metal detecting enthusiasts from around the country.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
This is the third day of Bone 23, and this morning, with the property owner's permission, the group is scanning a five-acre field. Gene Risley, from Shelburne, Mass., finds a strong signal and is the first one to start digging.
I gotta tell you, I'm one that don't give up.
Butch Holcomb, from Atlanta, and the publisher of American Digger magazine, says the field the group is hunting once belonged to a colonial-era family.
And around colonial sites, you'll generally find what they call coppers, which are the old coins, 1700 coins, about the size of a large cent. You'll find household items. I found a solid silver thimble my first day here.
Such coins and thimbles, he says, old as they are, rarely have much value.
Actually, figured it up one time, in all the hours that I have metal detected, if I was to sell all my finds, it would come out to approximately $2.50 an hour.
So what's the draw, I ask?
This is as close as I'll come to meeting someone that lived 250 years ago. The last person that touched it was a colonial fella. And I call it shaking hands with the past is my own little term I use for it.
Gene Risley reaches a hand into the earth. No colonial fellows reach back.
At first it started like 4 inches, but as I took this plug out, it's down 6 inches, so I gotta keep going. Yeah, it's probably a tin can.
You find a lot of trash, is what they all say. Iron, bits of rust, old cans and nails. But everything is kept, and all the holes are neatly filled and fixed after each dig. Mike Cogan drifts his detector over the ground, finds a good signal, and shovels out a plug of grass.
And it's like pulling the handle on a slot machine. The wheels are turning. We got a signal. I'm digging. Goose eggs. It's another nail. Every now and then, it's a reward.
Matt Winchester hits a jackpot of sorts, finding a half penny from 1787.
Directly behind you in the field over here, probably about 8 inches deep.
Stacy Raza metal detects her way along a rock wall.
I'm surprised there's a lot of girls in this hobby.
About a quarter of the crowd is female. I ask Razov what advice she'd give to someone new to the hobby.
Now, you really should dig everything, especially when you're learning a machine. You should dig every solid, repeatable signal. Because I was doing that. I was digging beer can, beer can, beer can. Then we had a great signal, and I said, it's probably another beer can. We dug it, and it was a Sterling baby cup.
Gene Risley sifts through a handful of dirt.
Yesterday, I found a button really deep, and somebody else said, I never would have dug that thing. But I'm a digger. I don't care.
Nearby, Chris Redman brushes earth from a silver sleigh bell, found 10 inches down. Moments before, and nearby, 11 inches down, he found a coin.
It's the 1700s, I would say. Probably a King George based on the thinness of it.
Redman finds another strong signal, digs, and comes up with a rusty sledgehammer head. He passes it to Jim Dore and Jay Verberg.
What do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a 5-pounder.
5?
Yeah.
What, is that like the same weight as a bag of sugar?
No way. That's more than a bag of sugar.
You think? Sugar. I carry 10-pound bags of Hamburg. This feels lighter.
It's like a weak 8-pound bowling ball.
There you go. Yeah.
Retired firefighter Mike Cogan looks over the field, the low mountains in the distance, and the 40 former strangers he now calls friends.
Look at this view. Look at the day. Look at the great people who are optimistic in the hobby that you love, so you hang out with people who are a little wacky, like yourself. You tell tall tales, and it's all good.
They may not get rich, they may not find anything, but as Butch Holcomb says,
it's a very mystic feeling to actually hold something that someone lost 200 years ago.
Gene Risley hasn't moved.
I'm determined. I'm even if it ends up to be a nail. Well, you might have this whole place dug up.
I could be here for a while.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.